Blog Talk Radio.
I got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening? You and your ass invited. So go on and get to clapping. Go pop a phone, pan, pop it for me. Turn around and drop it for a plan. Drop it for me. I'll rent some beach house in Miami. Wake up with no jammies. Pop the tail for dinner. Coolio served that scampi. You got it if you want it. Got it if you want it. Said you got it if you want it. Take my wallet if you want it now. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want.
Just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby. You deserve it all. And I'm gonna give it to you.
Cool jewelry shining so bright. Strawberry champagne all night. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Next by the fire at night. Silk sheets and diamonds all white. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. I'm talking trips to Puerto Rico. Say the word and we go.
What's up? Welcome to The Code. I am your host, Cynthia Mondalde. I have my co-host on the line, Andre Ziegler. Medisa has the mic. I hope Taylor should be in a little bit later. What's going on, partner?
Killer, man. Stuff in my face.
Nobody says come into work eating. Jesus Christ.
Hey, they messed my order up. Sorry.
What in the world?
Well, but guess what, though?
What, though?
The ceiling is the roof.
We're not doing this. We're not doing this right now. And if you listen to The Code, you will understand that Dre and I are Duke fans, so we are just coming off of this great win over Carolina tonight in the third meeting of this season. So we have jokes. But, you know, hey, we're going to go on to play tomorrow and hopefully beat whoever wins this game that's going on right now. If you hear me yell or jump or whatnot, it's only because I took a look at the game that's going on right now. But
yes, Lord.
We're back, and we've been gone for a minute because we've had things going on. So we're back, and we're going to be here for your Friday enjoyment and shenanigans. So this, the disclosure has not changed. We drink, we cuss, we say bad things every now and again. We are the pettiest of them all from time to time. If you don't like it, it's all right. We get it.
I ain't lying. Deal.
But it's okay. We understand. We ain't everybody's cup of tea. I already know I'm not somebody's tea. I'm somebody's Hennessy in a cup. So it don't even much matter to me.
What?
But, hell. But, so this is what we're going to do. Tonight we are talking about strange situations. Like, what have you got yourself into? Never asked you to sing. But what is a strange situation that you find yourself getting into and whatnot? So, this tip, and this comes from a situation that, you know, we people watched a while back. We weren't on the show at the time, so I had to save it so that I can bring it back to my good people. So there was a situation that went down in one of these groups that one of us is in, and this is what the situation was. A young lady had been married. She found out that her husband was cheating on her. Well, the young lady who her husband was cheating with was telling all the tea. I mean, went back, told the wife X, Y, Z, this is what I've been doing. I'm going to continue to do it. Your husband going to continue to do it. This is how this is going to go down. Well, somewhere in there, the wife was okay with it, that the situation was really going to change. And so she ended up becoming friends with the girl who was cheating with her husband, and she left the husband, and now the girl is pregnant with another man's baby, and she is excited about the baby. Like, they have a legit-ass friendship. So that type of situation for me is strange and not supposed to be happening. But obviously, that's their norm. Let me tell you how Imaj would have reacted to some bullshit like that. We're not friends. And ain't ever going to be friends. And
yeah.
Oh, you can kiss all my ass. We're not going to be friends at all. So, what about you, Dre? What if that would have been you and you and dude? Would you and dude would have been friends?
Let me tell you something. I gotta use a throwback word. That's ass kicking reason. That is a reason to get your ass kicked. And she got to be one of the most gullible people I ever seen in my life. Cause for you to sit there and be friends with the girl after she's been sleeping with your husband, and then y'all acting like y'all the best of friends. That's crazy. If I was the girl and the wife was trying to be my best friend, I'd be scared. I'd be scared it's going to be a setup.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You don't necessarily know how that works.
This broad could be plotting to kill me.
I agree. Me and that hoe can't be friends. I need to understand what's going on.
We enemies until I'm leaving this earth. Every time
not
I see
you leave
the
earth.
We fight. Until I leave the earth, we fight. Every time I see you, I don't care if it's Sunday at church. Once the man say, hey, man, I'm laying hands on you in the parking lot. I got to get you.
I think I need to take a sip of my wine.
You done ruined my life. I got to get you. No.
I agree. We can't. What? I need to understand how it's okay that we become friends. Like, who said, bitch, let's be friends? Like, which one of you have for said, bitch, let's be friends? And then
me,
you go and go.
To me, I bet you it was the wife. It couldn't have been the girl.
Why? Why would you feel like it was the wife who said, let's be friends?
Because side chicks get scared.
No, some of them be bold. Maybe bold.
Well, yeah, they be bold too. But I'm just saying, that's like, I feel like that's the wife that did that. It can't be the side chick.
I don't know. I don't know.
So you think it's different?
I don't know. I don't know who said, bitch, let's be friends. I understand why we said let's be friends. But you know what? You know, I watched a situation like real life happen between some people. And to me, you already know, because I feel like especially with this one particular person. Every time I see them, I'm like you. Even if we at church, I'm going to go ahead and pray this spirit. You better hope Jesus comes down off the cross. Save me that
Let's
day.
Be like, hold my Bible, Sister Mary. Hold my Bible.
My Bible is in my phone, so get to hold my purse. You know, I carry my Bible with me in my phone. Like, I got a Bible app. Like, my show out is so ugly. And see, the thing about that situation was, like, that situation, that person caught that person in the act versus with this situation where the side people telling everything. She caught the person in that act, and being that I was there and I witnessed that shit, like, real life, I wouldn't have, every time I see that broad, I want to bust on her head on just GP altogether. Like, I just want to bust on her head. And so I felt like that right there in itself is some mess. And I'm the type to make people feel uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can walk into a room and whatnot and see me, and bitch, I promise you ain't staying 5 minutes. You done got dressed and got cute and then came over here for no reason. It's
no
time
reason
to get-
at all.
No reason at all. Get your purse and your shit and get on about. That's the type of person I am. Like, and you ain't even got to acknowledge me or anything. Just know that you're going to be very uncomfortable dealing with me, especially if you put me in a situation and I don't like you, and for whatever reason my friend has decided to keep you as a friend. Now, that's just dumb as a box of rocks right there. You know it.
Mm-hmm. And if that was one of my friends, I would unfriend them. They could not be with me no more.
We can't be friends. Because you want some
nope.
stupid
stuff. Yep, you cannot be with me no more. Every time I see you, hey, man, let's go out. Nah, I'm good.
you would get
the now I'm good from now on. You hear me?
And you know what, I tried in there with that situation, I tried to be like the bigger, you know how you try to be the bigger person?
Mm-hmm.
But that chick won't let you be the bigger person?
Yes.
So now I got to show you how this cute shit going to work out?
Mm-hmm. Because I seen a video the other night when this little girl was trying to be the bigger person, trying to walk off. And the other little girl just kept on picking on it, and then she mess around and beat the little girl up, and then her friend would come in and say, but you the one doing the picking. But I'm just saying, though, I still think, I feel it in my spirit that was the wife that did that.
You know what, I don't know. I really don't know. But let me, Huh?
Nobody never asked the question in the group who decided to be friends with who?
Oh, no, I don't know. I don't know what they asked. I don't know. I'm not in the group. You're in the group.
You know I'm notorious for getting kicked out of the group. I would have asked the question.
But I did ask a question on the Facebook page. Could you be friends with your mate's side piece? One of my friends, Facebook friends, has said yes, that she could be. She different, but we, you know, she different. So I can understand why she would say yes, because I would know her reasoning.
Mm-hmm.
So I could understand her. But, I mean, I can't even look at it as, like, saying, let's say he introduces us and says, hey, you know, how about we try this type of relationship, like if he said some stuff like that, then maybe we could be friends. Maybe if the cute, the bitch is cute. Maybe if she got a fat ass. I need to, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's some factors that have to run into this sucker right here. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, for me to be okay with it, it's got to be some factors.
Because, I mean, I could do it. I wish, man, that's just like the same thing happened to me when I caught that charge over my ex. All right, after everything went down, smoke cleared, it was like 3 years, you know, 2 years after that. This heifer, I hadn't talked to her or nothing. I seen it on the news with a dude that she cheated on me with, the little wannabe thug dude, had gotten into a police chase with the cops, and they shot him, paralyzed him. Then he went to jail, and probably still in jail, went to jail and everything. He's in a wheelchair. And the day that it happened, and she found out he was paralyzed, that heifer called me trashed. That chicken head called me and asked me, this is her exact words, she said, do you feel sad that Ant-Man got shot by the police and he's paralyzed? I said, I looked at the phone and I was like, he ain't dead? She said, no, he ain't dead, he still alive. I said, damn, they missed. It's just like, that's wrong to say. I was like, man, you gonna sit here and tell me I was engaged to you. You gonna ask me to go out feel sorry about the police that done shot the dude that you cheating on me with. Hell no, I don't feel sorry. I wish everything bad happened to this motherfucker and you to this day.
Oh, God, that's why you ain't never gonna have that.
I can imagine what that woman went through. Like, she must be an angel from God. Like, she had to been like the, she must be Miss Perfect. Because anybody that sit there and you married and they were together how long?
I don't know.
Well, it don't matter how long they've been together. You married and then your friend, your wife, your husband's side piece tell you that he cheating and she pregnant. And you leaving him, divorce him. Now, she is marrying the dude, right? Or is she divorced him, too?
She divorced him, and the side piece even moved along to another man. So the baby ain't even the husband.
And then he's left with nothing, but neither one of them, but both of them are friends. No, I don't know what kind of fantasy land that is, man. No, you can't do that, y'all.
Well, I mean, that's what people. That might be what works for them. I don't know, but it ain't for me. So that's just kind of getting into strange situations that people have caught themselves in. What would you say was a strange situation you may have caught yourself in, Dre?
Let's see. I don't know, because I ain't never had nothing. I never got caught with nobody besides you. I mean, I've been cool. Like, the chick I was messing with, she was married. I was real cool with her husband. But I didn't know that's who she was married to for the longest. And then I found out, you know, I just distanced myself from her. I felt bad, but she was still coming to the crib, so I couldn't feel bad. But I ain't been that strange like that because I feel like if you willing to cheat and then, you know what I'm saying, you slip up, that's your own fault. Because you know the consequences when you cheat on somebody. You can't not slip up. And you can't, especially if you cheat on somebody and they, with the person that you cheating with, if they married or something like that, man. You know the rules when you messing with somebody married. You can't get mad when you see them in public. And you don't knock them up. But my thing is, I got a question for you. how would you think that would do? How would you think that would be if the shoe was on the other foot? What do you think the husband would have done? Do you think he would have been friends? Would have been wanting to be friends with the dude that knocked up his wife?
The way most men are set up,
break it down like
that. Nope. I'm just saying, let's talk about it. Let's think about it. The way that most men are set up, their ego will be bruised.
Yep. In the words of my man, the late Bernie Mac, it would have been some smoke in the street.
I don't think he would have done that. Unless, like I said before, unless, you know, there are some factors. We don't know how these people's relationships really are working these days. Because I even said it, you know, earlier this week on the wind down, like, we don't know what somebody's relationship function is like. Like, you can't tell me about my relationship if you're not in my relationship. You can't judge it. You can't tell me nothing about it. No, nothing. So who are you to say, you know, what it is and what it ain't? That man may be cool with the fact, you know, like, you know how some people will be like, okay, I see what she's doing. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it kind of just gets down to it. But if it's just like a normal guy and not an alternative guy, I think that him as a normal man whose ego gets involved, whose pride gets involved and everything, mm-hmm. I don't think he would be able to handle anything like that. And so you can't, I don't think so at all. And that's how I, you know what, for me, that's how I throw stuff out there to the world for, especially like if I'm trying to date a man, I throw just, like, not even general stuff. I try to test his ego and his pride and see how much he's willing to take. It may not be something that we're going to do, but I'll make a suggestion and say,
okay.
Hey, you know, and say, hey, look, listen, have you ever thought about doing XYZ? And you always take a person's first response. If they're like, hell no, I ain't doing that shit and this, that, and the third. Oh, okay. All right. I just wanted to see what you would do.
Mm-hmm.
That right there showed me that that's the shit that you ain't going to be able to handle. And I can say either, yes, I'm going to stick and stay with this person, or I'm not going to tolerate no stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, you know, it is what it is with some stuff. You know? But I learned that about my ex a long time ago. Like, it was definitely, no, I'm not going to do that. No, I don't want to experience that. No, it was always no, 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 no. And I was like, well, damn, nigga, you're going to be sad and mad for the rest of your life because you don't want to experience anything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely something that is there, you know. So, but what's funny, as time has gone on in life, now it's like, well, I'm willing to try. I'm willing to do this. I'm willing to do that. But what made you change from these definite no's to now I'm willing to try? So,
true.
You know, so it just, But I definitely go off that first answer. Hell, if it's hell no, oh, okay. But all right.
Hell
no. What is it?
No.
I get it. You ain't got to say nothing else. You done reached down into your belly and pulled that hell no out your system. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I don't care.
So he reached down into his belly.
He reached down deep into his belly, pulled it up, and let it flow. It was always no, hell no. And I was like, oh, okay, well, all right. And I think that's why I started asking questions before I even got into relationships with people, because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was learning, you know, these are the things that I'm going to want. These are the things that I'm going to need. If they can't meet these things about me, then, you know, I'm not going to pursue much with them. And it was just so funny. Like, I mean, I could suggest, like, it won't even be crazy stuff. It wouldn't even be crazy. And I'm not trying to do strange things to him or nothing. It would not be anything crazy or whatnot. Anyway, we always know. Even though, some things I was able to talk him into, but it would be always know. Why is it always know? Can you think about it first and then give, like on the Jackson movie, where can you give me a slow yes versus a fast no? So,
yeah, well, that's me. Because I ain't going to give you no fast no, and I ain't going to give you no fast yes. I'm going to tell you how I think about it. Which I'm going to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
But if I feel like that it's going to be something that's going to piss me off, I don't know. But I try to do, you know what I'm saying, what I can to make that person happy.
Okay. All right. So, no, I'm not even going to ask that on the air. I'm not going to ask that. Because you and I have had that conversation. I was about to ask you a question, but you and I have had the conversation, so I already know your answer. So I'm not even going to ask you that on the air, because you gave me, we were talking about something, and you gave me a fast no. You didn't say you were going to think about it. You said, no, hell no. I'd never do that with my girl. No.
I did?
Yeah. But anyway, and I don't talk about it right now. So yeah. I don't think I've been in any strange situation. I've witnessed my friends be in strange situations. I'm not a strange situation kind of girl. I don't get myself into no shit that I can't get myself out of.
True.
And so, yeah, I haven't, but, you know, I don't know if she wanted me to say her name or not, but you can go look at the post or whatever, and I was talking about strange situations, and my best friend, she found out she had a boyfriend on the low and didn't even know it. So a couple years back, me and my best friend were traveling to do an event that I had to do. And so we're riding down the highway, and she's talking on the phone to this dude or whatnot. And he makes the comment of, like, you know, you're my girlfriend. And she was like, what? I didn't know I was your girlfriend. And so she had been in this relationship for so long and didn't even know it. So I was like, you had a legit ass boyfriend and didn't know it. How you, wait a minute, how do we wake up in the morning and not know this
shit? He actually came out with it?
Yeah, like while we were riding down the road, and I'm minded, I'm in the passenger seat dying laughing because that, was I driving? I can't remember who was driving. But just know that myself was laughing.
It was definitely a running joke
for like a whole last year. Because people were like, how do you get in a relationship and not know it? Like how? How, Sway? How? How did this happen? And then I joked on the post earlier and I said, I can't even get an imaginary ass boyfriend. Not to like me. And damn it, y'all help us out here getting boyfriends on the accident. What? I'm messing up. I must be doing something wrong out here in these streets because I'm not getting what these people are getting. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't understand how do you go for X amount of months and not know you're in a relationship? Now, you out here doing everything a single person is doing. So now they feel bad because they feel like you're cheating on them. And you're like, well, I didn't know I was in a relationship. This comes into the fact that you definitely got to know when to open up your mouth and say exactly what you want. Like, you know, if you want to be with me, you need to say it because I'm the type of person, you got to tell me because I'm going to be out here doing whatever I like to do. And
true,
I'm not going to think about your feelings when it comes down to certain things. You know? So, yeah.
But I don't get petty like that until I'm broke up. But if I'm in a relationship-wise, all I ask for to just respect me like I respect you, and I just don't like to be nagged about things. Especially if I've already been made up my mind about something. I just don't like it. But now I haven't been in no crazy situation like that. Because, man, oh, my God, I wish I would come home one day and then my wife sitting there talking about something. No.
Well, we have a caller. So, caller, be prepared as I prepare to open up your phone line. Area code 336. Hello, you are on the air with the code.
What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
What's going on, player?
Not much. This is DJ Instrumental calling from Greensboro.
Hey, dude.
What's up, man?
What up? What's good?
Nothing much. We're just hanging out on the cold tonight. You want to jump in on this question and find out some strange situations you've been in?
Yeah, well, I'm actually in a strange situation, like, right now as we speak.
Oh, shit. Where my drink at? This
is going to
be good.
Dre, you're going to need a drink for this one. You don't believe
wine.
What I'm doing right now. Yes, grab wine, because y'all ain't going to never believe what I'm doing right now. I am doing a party for deaf people, and I don't understand it. I don't understand it for the life of me. I swear to you.
Why am I
this
laughing?
Is crazy. Huh?
I'm not going to hell with y'all. If I'm a bus hell wide open, it's going to be on some shit that I did.
Okay, I can concur to that because I'm cool with this one deaf chick, but she can hear a little bit, but she can't hear a lot. But she says, like, she used to ride around in her boyfriend's car back then. He had a system in it, and she said it's something about the bass that, like, when you can't hear the music, but the bass, you feel the bass, something or other, it gives you some kind of vibe or some kind of feeling or something else. That's what she used to say.
Yeah. You know what, Dre? I believe that to be true because one of the girls just walked up and she was like, she was trying to motion for me. I couldn't understand what she was saying. When I got her close to it, she said, "Turn up," and she said, "Turn up." I was like, "Oh wow, I'm freaked out right now. Like this is crazy. This is crazy, bro."
I always wanted to go to one of them silent parties. When you know when they give you the headphones when you go in the club and you get to choose between what music you want to listen to. I always wanted to do them, but to be DJing a deaf party, oh my God, I would be stoned. I'd be stoned.
Yeah, it's when my man sent me the flyer, it said on the flyer, it said deaf party, and he said wear all black. I didn't think none of it, but I got here and everybody sign language. And matter of fact, it was two dudes at the door arguing with sign language. I'm like, what the hell going on?
Oh, you speaking loud with your hands. Oh, no. You speaking loud? I'm not doing this.
So you are DJ in a deaf party, and you talking to us on the phone.
Yeah, well, I got it on autoplay because, hell, they ain't dancing. They sitting there, everybody at the table, drink. They got free food, and they got free drinks. They got all the liquor you can drink. They all drinking, and they sign languaging, so... I got it on autoplay. I said, let me go out here and call.
Jesus Christ. I cannot
drink
this right now.
I'm drinking some 1738 right now, so I'm feeling good.
This is great.
No.
This is
cold.
Great. Oh my phone.
You know what? I'm gonna record it and I'm gonna let you see it, Drake. When the next time
this,
I see you,
this got to be jokes. This is jokes for days. Like this is straight up stand up material. You hear me?
I'm gonna go out here and record it now, but I wanted to call in and holler at y'all. And
but
I love the show.
Best
well,
friend,
you
better
so
laugh. You better laugh. You better
yeah,
laugh.
Absolutely.
I'm laughing at
this. It's funny. I
refuse to go to hell behind this. Like I said, if I go to hell, it's because of some messed up shit I've done.
Well, guess
I'm
what?
Not
guess who's
going
to be on the turntable? DJ Instrumental.
Thank you, DJ Instrumental, for hanging out with us tonight and continue to enjoy that party. Yeah, things for strange situations. Like, what are we doing out here in these streets? Like, I don't know.
I wonder if that's my man that did, you know, where I used to get my hair cut down there and by Walmart. The little barbershop used to be beside, well, it was still the same spot. The one used to be beside the little restaurant we used to go to before they shut it down.
Yeah, I don't know.
What, you know that restaurant, the big burger joint that we used to go to?
Are you talking about Andy's?
Yeah.
Andy's?
Okay, the barbershop is next door to that. The barbershop that's next door to that is this dude, and he cuts real good. He's a real tall, light-skinned cat, cornrows. And when, like, he was on, obviously, let him cut my hair before Brian got in there. And what he would do, he would come up to you, and he would ask you what kind of cut you want. And then you would just, like, text it to him, whatever, how you want your hair cut. And he was nice with it. And he's another one that rides around with a system in his car.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And he's not like my friend because she can talk, but she can't, you know, she can talk, but, you know, but she's still a little deaf. He can't talk or nothing. He's straight silent. But he told us that he liked riding around and flipping the bass. The vibrations. I don't know.
The vibrations. But there was a movie. What movie did I? There was a movie that I once watched. The guy that he was a DJ. He liked the DJ or whatever. Okay, I'm really about to show that I have a teenager and we used to watch kid movies. It was The Brat. It was when the movie The Brat first came out and the little guy was deaf or whatever, but he wanted to be a DJ. And the way that he learned how to DJ was putting his hand towards the speaker and feeling the vibration of the beat so he knew what he was doing. So that's why I'm not going to laugh because they're going to enjoy themselves and they're going to get their dance on. The rest of y'all is going to hell.
Oh, well. That shit's funny. I don't care what you say. I know I'm supposed to do that, but that is comedy gold right there. I can use that.
Don't do that. Don't do that at all. You're going to hell. One thing I'm not going to do, I promise y'all, if I do some stuff, definitely going to be, if I'm going to laugh at it, it's going to be on some stuff that I did, like, real life, right? I just, yeah, I'm going to do that shit. Like, okay, so we have another. I'm not gonna laugh at this. I'm not. Okay, so we have another caller on the line. Area code 718. I'm bringing you on now. Welcome to the code. What's up?
Yo, what's going on, people?
Hey, now.
Do any of y'all even know who this is?
I do. I know who this is.
Sounds like my brother from up top.
It's Dan.
But which one do you know?
The mayor.
Dan.
My brother from up top.
Yeah, the mayor.
What's happening, G?
What's going on, beautiful ladies and Andre?
And you can call that nigga ugly. You're ugly.
Thank you.
I'm cute like
that. Hey, yo, Dan, please tell me you were just now listening. Doc, did you hear about the part?
Yeah, I tagged. I will see now because I've been, you know, since I've been checking her post this week, and I don't want to be calling her out of her nickname or nothing like that. So, and I don't speak backwards. So, When I typed on her post and I said, yo, I tagged you. I said, yo, Dre, I want to see that video. Cause I said, yo, I would come out of retirement and DJ a party for deaf people right now.
When he sent me that joint, you best believe when he sent it to me, cause you know that's my homeboy through the skit for the comedy kid. And you know, he just recently got back into DJing and everything. But he's been getting a lot of dope dang on parties and everything. But I knew it had to be something real good for him to come on the air and ask me to say that. So,
my thing would be is how are you listening? I would have questioned it too. How are you listening to a Blog Talk radio show and you DJing a party? But then he said DJing for deaf people. That's some incredible shit. That's, man, listen, that's a dream right there. I hope he got paid well.
Knowing
he's
him,
living the dream.
Him, he probably did. And I bet you he didn't even know. Because, like, people down here, man, in the South, they talk. They won't tell you about the gig until you get there.
Hold these speakers for me. Meanwhile, you DJing a party of wheelchair people. What kind of dancing is that?
Don't act like that. They like to get their dance on, too, just like they play basketball. Don't act like that.
But
y'all.
But I mean, the wheelchair people, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? That's cool. I done been in the club with a couple of people in wheelchair. You know what I'm saying? I done seen them do their thing. I'm not knocking that. But,
knocking nobody. It's just jokes for me. It's just jokes.
That's what I was just telling her. Because, you know, that is good material right there. Like a deaf party, really. They don't know what you're playing. You can be in there playing from straight Garth Brooks or anything.
Exactly. I'm gonna spend Kenny G and Yanni all night.
I would not even break out my good records, man. I mean, I would play some straight old Casey and the Sunshine Band or something.
That's about it, right?
They
said, how much you paying me again? All right, they getting Totally Hits 2011.
Oh, my God, that was terrible.
Just to add to the topic.
Oh, my God. And he just sent me the video in my inbox. They are sign languaging and everything.
Oh, my God. So
I'm about to send that to the send that to the wrong people. They might think it's some set party.
Yeah, they probably would get ready to be mad because I'm damn sure saving it.
Okay.
This
so
is
let's,
material.
Before we,
this is material. You hear me?
Dre, stop it.
Huh?
Before we let Dan tell his strange situations that he's been caught up in, I'm going to get Taylor on the line so she can join in as well. Good evening, Taylor. Welcome.
Hey, hey, hey. How are you guys? I've missed you.
Taylor, we are awesome. Can I tell you something? Have you been here? Have you been listening to been here?
She just came into the phone line. Jesus Christ.
Taylor, check this out. And I'm not making this up. My homeboy just called in, right?
DJ
gonna
tell
a
world.
Death party.
See, what you're not going to do, what you're not going to do is get me in trouble with the Lord today. You will
Taylor,
not.
He just sent me the video and everything. They are
well,
languages. He got the music up loud.
Aren't y'all allowed to sin on any other day except for a Sunday? Hello,
oh,
Miss Lady. I haven't seen
you. You're not going to get me into this mess today. Mm-mm. Nope.
So, Dan, share with us your strange situations that you've gotten yourself into.
All right. Everything is pre-marriage, too, by the way. Got to put that disclaimer
okay.
out there. Please, you know, everything is pre-marriage. First one, I got bagged by a 45-year-old on my 21st birthday, and that happened funny because I kind of had to let it happen. Kind of just had to let it happen and just took it, chalked it up to life experience, and it became a memory for good. It was my birthday, my 21st birthday. I was at my great aunt's house for my birthday's on Christmas Day. So I was bored as hell. I hit my man up. I looked at like my big brother. Who he was like a regular. We used to go to this spot in Jersey called Abyss back when it used to be open. So we used to go there. I rode with him there. He was like, yeah, I'm going out, and my sister and her friends are gonna be out there too. So I was like, all right, cool. And you know, I'm chilling. I don't dance. I'm not a dancer or nothing like that. I go out to chill, listen to music, and get drunk. And so you know, we're in the spot, and then my man comes up and he's like, yo. You see her over there? I'm seeing one of my sister's friends. And I'm looking at one of the younger ones. I'm like, oh, all right. And he's like, nah, this other one. She's like, yeah, she's been asking me about you the whole night. And she was right next to us. I was like, oh, hey, okay. And then he's like, yo, I think you might want to just go ahead with that one. And so I was like, oh, whatever. And so then she ended up coming to me, you know, dancing on me, whatever. So I did what I could because, like I said, I'm not a dancer. I'd rather be the one behind the wheels playing the music. And then fast forward the story. It was him, and my boy and his sister, me and this lady. We're at Perkins eating breakfast or whatever. And he's like, yo, I'm going home. I'm going this way, though. But, yo, she lives near you. So let her take you home or whatever. And then one thing led to another, and that was my first time ever trying it on a waterbed. And it was so I was so lack of experience at the time. Also, yes, being 21, I was like, nah, we can't stay on the bed because I couldn't catch a rhythm. So we had to take it to the floor, and that was it.
Good God Almighty.
I can't say
now,
nothing because by 21, I was a full fledged porn star by then.
Jesus Christ, gonna throw up.
Well, I mean, I'll just say disclaimer. Like my first true time, really, really doing it was about 20 with my ex from Yonkers, and that was. We might have been together 2 or 3 months, and that whole situation is a mess that I wouldn't even – it wasn't a mess because she was cool. And, you know, there's just so many little things within that I would have to tell y'all off the air that happened, you know. All I know – I'll give you three. I'm sorry. One incident happened. I left my digital camera up there. So this was back early internet days when, you know, it was like $300-$400 for some real basic, you know, 8-megapixel digital camera that was like the clearest high power stuff of the day. And
damn.
I left it up there. Yeah, I left it up there. This is like Black Planet Mi Gente days. And,
oh,
and I'm
Lord,
like
Jesus.
Hey, yeah,
that's how
I met her. So it was just, all right, fast forward. My brother was talking to some girl online, and he was like, yo, I got to get a picture. She wants to see a picture. So I was like, all right, but I don't have my camera, and I'm not going back up there no time soon. So he's like, all right, fuck it. And he went up there. And then she thought she was getting revenge on me and ended up letting my brother smash. And he comes home, he's like, yo, I want to tell you something, but I don't want to tell you. He's like, what happened? He's like, yeah, but I'm like, motherfucker, just say it. So he's like, all right. So this is what happened. He's like, yo, so I go, I'm at the door. I'm like, yo, can I get the camera? She's like, come in. And she invites him in. He's like, I'm sitting there. She has him sit on the edge of the bed or whatever. And then next thing you know, she's letting me hit it. And I was like, and then she gives me the camera. And then I left, and that was it. I hope you're not mad at me. I looked at him. I gave him this fake-ass, like, death stare. I walked up to him right in his face, and I just said, yo, ain't no fun if the homies can't have none. He was like, woo! He said, yo, I thought you was going to kill me. I was like, fuck no. She's been done with me. I was like, that's dead news. That's been old news. I was like, I hope you had fun. I was like, did she swallow? So that was cool. So that was in one other mess.
Well,
last story I'll give y'all, if y'all don't mind, let me shout out my team at my Talk of My Team Network. I'm the owner of Starting Five Podcast, all that, startin5show.com. Now, last story. Again, pre-marriage, chat room days. Like AOL, ASL stuff.
Oh, my God. Okay.
All right.
No bullshit. I don't know how the fuck this happened, but just to give a cap to this, I ended up having sex with a lesbian or trying to have sex with a lesbian. And I didn't notice until I got there. You know how it, back in the day, I don't know if y'all ever tried that stuff, but it was like, okay, you know, you try to get whatever, and then you would actually try to meet somebody through the chat room. So I'm like, all right, cool.
Mm-hmm.
I go, happen to be on Staten Island, so I take the buses on the other side of Staten Island, and I get there, and you know, we talk for a minute, and she's like, look, I just got to be honest with you. I have a girlfriend. She just left for work maybe about an hour and a half ago. So don't think that this is going to be some regular thing, and I'm actually not even really interested in vaginal penetration. It's just that I always wanted to try anal, and I never tried it. So I was just like, well, cool, fuck it, like, whatever. But here's the kicker. She's like, I'm a lesbian. I'm full-out lesbian, and I was like, all right. And so I just tried it. I tried it. I didn't know it well enough to want to stick my finger in, so I tried to get it in. It didn't work. She played around with me some other way, and then that was it. I left, and as soon as I left, I had to call somebody. So I hit my boy Flip up. I was like, yo, you can't believe that I was just with a lesbian and that was trying to let me hit it. And that was that. I hope y'all had fun with those. But the real stories, I have no reason to even call y'all the bullshit. These are all 100% authentic because not, you know, other than that, I haven't had too much excitement in my life. So I actually shared y'all some of the most, the more and more exciting things. Like,
hey, ain't nothing wrong with bagging the damn game in there. It's all good.
They ain't nothing to me.
Wow.
Those stories ain't DJing a death party though. That's a new level.
I cannot wait to post that video. I'm saving that for tomorrow.
Same thing.
I'm not doing this. And as Dan was talking, I had to think, like, what kind of, like, before I know, I said I had not been in a strange situation, but I have been in a strange situation.
Ron
is here, but I don't think Ron wants to talk. But Ron is all in my inbox. And no, Ron, it wasn't at church. What in the world? But, so, some of y'all know me.
Did you consider wearing a ski mask while you have to say that strange?
Can I tell my story before you determine what your strange life is?
Strange like wiping your butt with the opposite hand.
Can I tell my story? Because you what?
Go ahead.
So,
come on.
I remember when I was introduced to a certain lifestyle and how I was introduced. One of my friends, she was like, "Hey, let's go to a party." And you know, I'm always down to dance and have a good time and get cute for any reason. So she says, "Hey, girl, let's go to this party." I was like, "Shoot, I'm down to ride. What time I need to be ready?" So we go. And she was like, "It's a house party." And I was like, "A house party? Okay." So I really didn't do house parties back then. But I was like, "Okay, well, you need somebody to ride with you. I can get cute. It don't even matter. I'll go." Well, let's just say that this said house party was not quite the house party that I thought it was going to be. And so when I got there, I was trying to figure out why these people ain't got much on and why do I look like a fool full of dress and my cute shit. So, and that was me being introduced to certain things because she didn't say that's what the type of party it was going to be. Now, if you would have said that, I may have been like, you know what, I ain't never been, so I'm a go because I'm inquisitive and I like to see stuff like this. But she didn't even let me know. I just walked in, and I was just like, okay. This might have been the first time that anybody would have thought that I would have been embarrassed or nervous about anything because I sat there on that couch with my purse clenched to my spirit, and I was like, I don't know what to do.
Wow.
I didn't know what to do with my life. Like, I'm like, what time are we leaving? Because I don't know. I was confused, and there was a young man who did come and sit and talk to me for a little while, so he made me feel comfortable, but I was still holding on to my purse, like, you know how somebody just clenches their purse so tight that they're up all up under their breath, and you're like, what in the world is going on? And all you can do is be on the swivel head because you're trying to figure out what the hell's going on around me. So, yeah, that was my first time. You know, going to this particular function. Now let's say now as I got older, do I do that now? I'm not really on the swivel head. I just like to sit there and watch for other reasons. And I don't get as nervous. But then that first time, that was the strangest thing I had ever done ever in my life. So, yeah. And Ron, shut up. It was not, if y'all could see my inbox from Ron, I'm not talking to him right now. We're not even going to talk anymore. I'm done. I quit him.
All right, y'all. I'm glad to have inspired us to pull a story out of you. I will get up with y'all, and I'm gonna keep listening on the through the website.
All right. Well, thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight, Tom, sir.
See ya. And give me a name that I can call you, because I don't want to be a status update one day.
and you know what? At near the end of the show, I'll bring people up to date on what not to do when it comes down to my name. So just listen for it.
All right, I'll I'll try, but you can inbox me a special name, and that'll be just as good too.
Okay.
All right, y'all. See.
All right. Good night. So, Tyler, have you had any strange situations that you've been in?
Come on with it, Taylor.
My whole life is a strange situation. I don't.
Oh my God.
Feel like it. I don't even know where to begin.
Feel it.
Let's see. Strange situation. Probably I would say the last one I was really in was when I worked at the hotel, and apparently this couple thought that it would be a good idea for me to come back to their room. That was pretty awesome. Yeah.
Also, when you were working at the hotel.
Yeah, they had went to dinner and stuff, and then I guess when I brought them the check, they charged the bill to their room, which was fine. And then they left me their key and told me to meet them later. I'm usually one to milk the clock, like, you know, I'll stay an extra 15 minutes, you know, that needs to be cleaned, I'll do it. No, this particular day, I got the hell out of Dodge. Like, no, just in case you decide to come back. No, thank you. I'm not here for that.
But you know what? So this is me as me in this life and that I live in right now. If that would have been me in that situation, just like I explained some earlier in the show, there's some factors that go run into some of this shit that y'all doing for me. Like, I need to know, like, how cute is this? I need to see something that's going on, but y'all know I ain't got good sense.
So, see, that's what I'm saying. It wasn't even worth it. Like, it wasn't, like, it wasn't worth it all the way around.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, no, I got a better one. Oh, this is a good one. So every year there's this thing called K-Con. It's like Comic-Con, but it's for Korean folks.
Mhm.
So, yeah. So this guy, well, they were all staying at the hotel I was working at, and the guy ordered room service. Okay, cool. Not really a big deal. It's a hotel. You order room service. That's fine. I go to bring him the room service, and he has his little sushi roll. He's in his little underwear, and you can see his little sushi roll. And I was very upset because
did she just call it a little sushi roll?
A little sushi roll. That's what it was. And I was upset because I had saw it and I didn't ask to see it. I saw it and I was upset because I had saw it. I didn't ask to see it. I didn't want to see it. I didn't.
Oh, my. See, this is the second time on this show that I've been speechless at this point because I can't
with the world.
That was my
last time doing room service at that hotel. I told them no, I will not be doing room service anymore. I don't mind being a server, but room service is a no-go for me. It is a no-fly zone. No, you do not pass go. You do not collect $200. No, you do not. No more. They were like, well, everybody else called out. That's not my problem, sir. I don't know what to tell you about that. Maybe you should get better staff for that. I'm not here for that. And you can't make me. That's exactly how
it felt. Oh man.
Oh no, I got a better one. So same hotel.
Strange situations
I've seen
in you.
Yeah. At this hotel. That's why I don't work there anymore. I learned my lesson. So my very second day, matter of fact, this was my second day.
they're like, well, we're going to go over room service to you. This was like in the beginning when I first started working there. I was like, okay, cool. I go deliver food to this couple. The guy answers the door completely naked. I mean, just everything's out. Like, nuts and bolts, nooks and crannies, just everything's just out. He's like, oh, you can come in the room and bring it. No, I cannot, sir. You can just sign right here and I can leave this at the door for you. So I just assumed he was in the room by himself. No, his wife is with him. She's naked also. Oh, okay.
All right.
So at first I thought this was like one of those things, you know how like they put you in awkward situations in training. So I was like, all right, they're playing games with me. Like this is Max. This is not happening. Who's playing this mean game? No, this is real life.
I was like,
So those are pretty much my awkward situations that I've been in.
Wow.
Strange and change. Oh, my. Okay, so Ron is getting ready to join us on this evening. Give me 1 second. Hey, Ron, welcome to the code.
What's going on, everybody? How's everybody doing?
What up?
Hey, Ron. Good.
Who said, oh, Lord?
Taylor. You know what if I sound like if I say, oh, Lord.
Y'all have a very interesting topic tonight, I see.
I don't know what I walked into. I literally just got off the work. I just got off work, and I just dialed in. I didn't even bother to listen first to find out what I was walking into.
But it seemed like you got a show and I've got enough stories, though.
Here you go. I didn't miss you, by the way. I didn't.
Did you say I really didn't. Did you say you haven't missed one? Oh, man.
No, I did not.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying. She was like, I don't got no stories. Well, here goes my eighth story.
I'm not laughing.
You just chuckling?
I've been drinking. I've been drinking wine. And they're at the bottom of the bottle, so guess what?
Oh, okay.
You will not catch me. I'm not going to laugh at the deaf people. What I'm not going to do is laugh at that.
Yeah, see,
I'm going to pick my chuckles, okay? So I'll chuckle at that. I won't chuckle at anything else.
I've been laughing because I've been looking at the video. I'm stupid.
Okay, so Ron is joining us so that he can share some of his strange situations that he's been in this life.
I don't know if we got enough time to share some stories, but I give you one.
Come on, Ron.
All right, so there's one night in particular we had the studio, and I had a date that night for about 11 o'clock. I was supposed to meet this young lady in the city. So it gets to 10:30, I still ain't leave. Mind you, I'm in Queens, I gotta go to Manhattan. That's at least about a 45-minute train ride. Gets to 11 o'clock, I still ain't leave. It gets to 11:30, I still ain't leave. So I talked to my partner, I said, listen, why don't you give me a ride to the city? She probably left. You know, because I mean I wouldn't wait for me for 45 minutes. I don't think I'm that special. But you know,
you're not.
If she's ding, ding, ding. Point for Taylor. And so he gives me a ride, and on the way there, I'm telling him who I'm going to meet, and he's getting kind of excited by the way I described her. So he was like, yeah, you think I could get some? I was like, you want some? He was like, I mean, Sanders, you think she's down with it? I said, I don't know. I can ask her. So we get to the place, and she's still there. So I was like, yo, I'm sorry, I apologize, I've been meaning to run late, this, that, and the third. A man gave me a ride, and he was asking, "Well, let me ask you a question. You think you could take two men?" She's like, "What?" He was like, "I was like, well, he was interested. He asked a few questions, and he wanted to know if he could join us." You know what this woman's question was? All the questions you can ask me. She said, "Do he have all his teeth?" She ain't say what he looked like.
I'm gonna tell you what she was thinking on the inside. I'm gonna tell you after you finish.
I'm saying she ain't asked what he looked like. She ain't asked what he smelled like. She ain't asked where we going. She asked if he got all his teeth. So I was like, you know what? Why don't you tell for yourself? So I took her to the car. We go to the car. You know, he seen her and was like, "Oh, she is sexy, like you said." I was like, "Told you." She looked at him like he do got all his molars. I was like, "See, told you." So we go to the hotel, whatever. We doing what we doing, and me, you know, in the words of I'm Bernie Mac, I'm hung low, big bone to it, well and that. So, as you know, what I'm saying, me and her doing whatever. He was like, "Well, let me switch, let me get some." So I lay on the bed, and she's topping me off, and he's behind her doing whatever. And he's inside of her, and she pulled my joint out of her mouth and looked up to me. It's like, "He got a little dick." Yo, I swear to God, I almost died. Yo, you know how you bite the inside of your cheek so you don't laugh? I almost bit the inside of my cheek so I started bleeding. I was like, "Yo, she did not just say that to me. He got a little." It was like this. "He got a little dick." So, you know, I had to calm myself down so I wouldn't, you know, laugh in front of him, because, you know, that's not the best thing to do. And then we finished the night or whatever, and, you know, we had a good time, and we got drunk and all that good stuff. It was a very interesting night, but that's the one that I'll share with y'all this evening.
Okay, so let me tell you why. Okay. So let me tell you why she asked about his teeth.
God, Jesus, wait a minute. Let me get over this fact that she was like, he got a little penis. That should have been the first question.
Yo, that was hilarious.
But the reason why she probably, because she was down for it regardless of who or what. She was just trying to give you, like, just trying to figure, like, if he ain't got all his teeth, he can't do nothing for me. But she was down, period. That's what I look at it as. Like, she didn't even ask, "Why you want me to do this? What made you think I would be down for it?" Like, she didn't even ask none of that. She was like, "So, I mean, do he got all his teeth?" He got all of them. He got all the six of them.
I don't care if they're yellow or chipped.
But he got them.
But he got them.
But he got them. He got all his wisdom teeth. Like, he got all of them back there. Because, you know, most of them had their
molars, all of that.
Everything. That's the first question you asked? No, my first question would have been so totally different. It would have been like, "So what made you think I was down for that? Did we have a conversation about that I didn't know of?" Oh, plus she done that before.
That's what I was about to say.
That wasn't her first time.
I just like to chalk it up to, I was so special that she would do anything for me.
No, player. Let me go on here and burst that bubble for you. She done done that before.
Yeah, it wasn't her first rodeo right there.
Yeah, she been that devil myself, honey. She did that. She probably did
that. She must have worked in a hotel.
Either that or she's a working woman, period.
Not a working woman.
Hey,
God.
The burden problem is the other word, and it's trying to be respectful.
Wait a minute. How are you trying to be respectful and you were just laughing at the deaf people? I don't understand this. If she a hoe, she a hoe. Point blank, period. You can't even.
Oh, my goodness.
You can't do that and be like, oh, I was trying to be respectful. But you was just laughing at the deaf people that's at the party listening to the music that they can't hear. What are you talking about? Oh, no. I'm trying to be respectful. Boy, that. You do it, it's a little infatuated, Sam. Kind of miss me. But y'all have killed me with some of these strange situations. Now, I do have some comments from some posts from that I made earlier. One guy says that he woke up beside a 400-pound woman when he was in the military, and he doesn't know how it happened.
Oh, I know how it happened. Whatever he was drinking. She wasn't 400 pounds when he was drinking. She was looking like Halle Berry.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry, 400 or 450? What did
no,
I do?
If it's in the fours, period, he fucked up. I need to
yeah,
know
if you
four,
you 450, ain't no difference. That's like
ain't
the same
no
thing.
Ain't no damn difference. Well, I just want to know what he drank, so I know not to drink that.
I don't know. But that's what he said. Another young lady
God,
said.
Oh my, he must have been toked all the way up.
I'm trying not to laugh.
No laugh. Let it out.
Let it go.
I got a lot of laughing. Just let it go. Another young lady says that a guy came to visit her and never left and just practically moved in till she put her foot down to make him move and leave.
Sound like baby boy. What the fuck? This nigga back, he's smitten. He's been moving on up here. Hey, how you doing
for
a little bite to eat? And
I'm
going to say about 9
more months. I don't know how
people get. He ain't chip in on no rent. He ain't paying no water bill. He just came in for supper one day and decided to stay.
Oh, man. So I don't know how people
hey,
get that.
Hey, baby, you going to the store? No, I ain't going to the store. I'm just going to the house to get the rest of my stuff. Come on over here and just move on in. Like, what the fuck? If you coming up, I wish a motherfucker would come to my door and be like, yo, man, what's good, man? I'm sitting there chilling, and I'm sitting here doing the old, it's time to get out of the house, young man. You know how you be like, oh, what you about to do, man? I'm about to let it on in so the motherfucker can leave. Oh, nothing, man. I'm about to take off my shoes and just relax. No, the fuck you ain't. Kind of dumb. You've been in 2 hours too long. It's time for you to go.
Oh, my God.
Damn it, man. Move. I can't.
What is that? Right. Like, and that's a stand up because on that same post, that's where the comments were about the boyfriend they didn't know they had. And Taylor remembers that situation because she, we giggled hard at that. But I don't get it. I don't get it how we all get ourselves into these situations, and they're as strange as they are, and we try not to get into them.
Well,
sometimes it's because
of
other people.
Mine was sexual, but it wasn't, I don't know. I can't even explain it. Because mine was like, me and my homeboy, we had bagged these chicks at the club one night. And so we at his crib sitting there chilling or whatever. And then next thing you know, he in the room with one girl, I'm in the room with the other one. And we sitting there, you know what I'm saying, just getting our little freak on or whatever. And it was, you know what I'm saying, it's pitch dark in there. And she looks at me and she was like, the late matters worse, like two white girls. And she was like, she said, I want you to lean over there and get that, because my homeboy used to work for construction. So he had this orange toboggan like a ski mask joint with the vest, and she wanted me to put the damn the ski mask on while we were screwing.
And I did it. And then my boy, I'm sitting there going to work, and my boy walks in. He thought that somebody was in there. And now I was actually trying to rob him. He said all he seen was damn red stuff, like the orange ski mask, and he said all he seen was the ski mask and her damn legs and that.
Why must you put yourself in these situations? I can't with this. And you know what? I think that's why now I ask questions when people say, when I say, you know, hey, they're like, hey, you want to go somewhere? Where are we going? I need to know exactly what this is about. You won't get me like that first one got me. No, you won't. No, you.
That's a one time thing.
I don't, what?
I mean,
to try to fix shit up on me.
Well, I mean, does it depend on the friend or is it everybody?
Everybody. No. I need to understand where we going and why we going and whatnot. No. Don't just tell me to jump in the car. Where we going? Why we going here? It only took one time for me to learn.
That's funny.
Cause you imagine, like I had not grown into this person that you all know now. I was still a little bit of a prude at that point. Like I didn't know what was going on. I wasn't as advanced. And so,
is that the word that you would use, advanced? I'm just saying there was a whole slew of words you could have used, and you stopped at the A part of the dictionary, I see. Okay.
Whatever. I wasn't as advanced as Miss. How many do we got on his teeth? I wasn't at that point. I wasn't like that. You know, I had never done this shit before. Like, I ain't never been here. And you imagine, like, at that time, I think I was about, I think I was like 24, 25. So I definitely had not been introduced to anything like that at that point. So. Yeah, I was a little shell shocked.
You just made me feel like a hoe, because you know what I've done by the time I was 24, 25.
You was a whole bag, and you was a whole bag, period. So we understand that you was out there in the street. So, I don't know. I'm trying to look at these comments on certain things, and I'm trying to understand this shit, but I'm not even going to try it today because I don't speak that language. So, I ain't even going to try this shit today. I don't feel like I'm confused. I don't do this shit. But I just, you know, maybe I wasn't, like I said, I wasn't as. And so I ask questions now. You ain't about to get me. Like, we going to this new club. What's going on at the club? Because I've also been to places like that as well that are it's a club atmosphere, but this other stuff is going on. So I have questions. And I need answers when I ask questions.
What about you, Taylor? Are you as scrutinizing as Imaj?
Yeah.
I ain't gonna ask Dre.
I do it for other reasons. Because I'm at the point now where I'm not as social as I used to be. So if we're gonna, you know, if somebody invites me somewhere, my first question is who's going?
That question
with,
I do ask.
I don't rock
mm-hmm.
with. Yeah, I don't rock with everybody that's going. So, if it's like one of those situations, who's going? No, she don't know how to act after two drinks. I'm not being bothered.
Oh, man, that's the last one I want to be doing this shit.
Now, stop doing that, too. I remember this, once, you know, I used to have a homegirl that I used to hang out with when I was in college. And every time that we went out, I swear, either I'm trying to break up a fight or this chick was just so drunk. Keep in mind, I'm 5'1". She's like 5'8", 5'9". Imagine my little butt trying to carry her somewhere. I know one time I just laid her over the thing of the car and said, I'd be back. On the hood, I just said, lay right there.
Oh,
I ain't even put the bitch in the ball. Because there was nothing I could do.
With friends like you.
Like I said, it became too much because, like I said, I'm 5'1". Without shoes on, that's my height, okay? She's 5'8", 5'9", pissy-ass drunk? Nah, homie. You can't even go nowhere with me no more. No, and then either you want to fight or I got to carry you to the car? Carry you? That's what I look like I am. Like, what? So that night I laid her across that hood of that car. It was the last time she got to go anywhere with me. And then I was like, get your ass in the car. I ain't gonna put you in the car. You have to get your ass in the car.
No, that happened to me with a friend of mine that I used to have. We went out one night and we went to this club. She got drunk. Like, she was trying to start fights in the club. And then when I finally just get her out to the car, whatever, we're driving home, she calls our job to talk to one of the guys that she's dealing with at the job, which nobody really knows about. The thing is that he had a fiance that was transferring to our job. So at this point, like, she's yelling through the phone. Come to find out, somebody else had put them on speakerphone. So now everybody at the job is hearing this conversation.
That's not good.
And she just drunk airing out all their business. So I finally get the phone from her, and I hang up or whatever. The next day at work, it was something else.
I can't even with
you. You sound
anymore.
Like you have a very lively place of work there, Miss Taylor.
I don't. Not anymore. I mean, for the most part, it is pretty lively because the events that, you know, like, we have there. But all that other extra stuff, no.
Mm-mm. I can't. I'm thankful that I work from home and can't nobody really harass me at home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't, Oh, but before we prepare ourselves to get ready to call it a night, so here's my vent for the week. So, you know, I have my pen name, which is Image All Day. I've had it for a while. It's a play on words with my first name and the words all day. So most people don't realize that. If you didn't realize it, now you know. But I do have a real-life nickname that my friends call me, and it's J. Reed. I only answer to that with my friends who've been my friends since 20, almost 30 years. Only answer to them. When they call me that. It's very rare that they call me by my first name. It is okay for other people who know my first name to call me by my first name. It is all right. It is okay. But if I don't know you like that, don't you dare call me J. Reed, because I'm going to look at you funny and be like, who are you and who sent you, bitch? Because I don't know you. And so that's where I've been
in life. So, it's definitely funny to hear, and especially because I'm telling my best friend, like, girl, did you know this? And the person who called me that earlier this week, we nicknamed him Stupid because he does stupid shit, and he asks stupid questions, and he's just literally stupid. And so he was like, but I miss my Jay Reed, and I kind of was like, well, why you calling me that? You don't know me like that. You refer to me as my first name. That's all you do. And, you know, if I like you a little bit, if I like you, you may even call me what my mama called me every now and again. Because she hit Dre with it the other day, and he started laughing because she had sent him a text message to try to help with her fire stick. And she called me by my full government, which is two names.
That was hilarious.
Because most people don't realize that I had my first and my middle name actually go together. Like, legit as that's what I, you know, write for stuff. But I'm like, but it's okay. It's okay to call me by my government name if you know it. If you don't know my government name, your ass calls me Himaj. Point blank, period. You don't know nothing else about me. And then if you listen to The Wind Down on Wednesday, you might know me as Carolina Kitty. And depends on what type of day we have it and what type of drinks I've been drinking. For you to call me it. You know, you might be able to call me a little piece of Carolina Kitty in and again. You know, but you got to know me personally. Well, not personally, but you got to know how I got the name. Let's say that. You got to know how I got it. If you don't know how I got the name, then you can't call me Carolina Kitty. How about that? Can we go with that, Ron?
I'm just saying, though. That's just a hell of a name to answer to. I don't know who's calling you it, but I know if you answer to it, it must be a special person.
That is a story for another show. Anyway. Whatever. But, like I said, if you know how I got the name, then, because right now people just know it's Carolina Kitty. They don't know why I have the name. Maybe you'll have to listen to The Wind Down to get the reason why I got the name.
Or maybe just invite you to a party.
I hate your entire life. Your whole life.
Not the entire
whole ass life. How about that one?
Damn.
Your whole ass life. You make me sick.
That's what I'm here for.
But, so, we have reached the top of the hour or whatnot. And so next week we will be back at our same lovely time, at this same lovely place with different shenanigans and different topics. And hopefully between now and then, you all do not get stuck into any type of strange situation. And if you do, you can inbox me or you can inbox Amaz and let us know. Don't you inbox me. Don't put no shit in my inbox. I don't want to.
Okay, so you can just inbox me then.
That's what ends up happening is I start getting penises and shit in my inbox. No. No.
Say what?
No.
Wait, I understand what a penis in your inbox is, but what is and shit?
And.
like what else do they send you? Toes and like what else do they send you in your inbox?
They send okay, so
oh goodness.
Wait a minute. I'm Deal asking it. A question. So there's some people to send me videos and whatnot in my inbox
they send me stuff like videos and shit of them either pleasuring themselves or video clips from different porn. They send me all types of stuff in my inbox, so that's why I ask people sometimes, don't send me no shit that I don't want to see right now. I've had people call my inbox and be totally butt-ass naked. I've had all types of stuff. So yeah, and shit, exactly. So yeah, so that's where we're at. So please, if you want to send that to Taylor, she's welcoming it. She is okay with it. Me, on the other hand, I'm all right. I'm good.
You just gonna throw it on Taylor. You just gonna put all that on Taylor.
That's what she said. Mm-hmm. I'm only exactly what she said.
It sounds like a couple people was trying to throw it on Taylor in the hotel.
I know, and there was a lot of things going on at the hotel.
Mm-mm.
That's why I can't work in a hotel. And I'm a piece of little cuteness too.
I know this damn trip. I'm giving it a go. I'm fucking with the hotel people this time. I'm gonna get all the damn covers and wrap them shits up, put the phone cord around like it's a dead body in that bitch.
What? You know? Okay.
You ain't never seen nobody do that, but you do. You go with all the covers and you put it on the bed like you got somebody wrapped up in them. Then you put the phone cord, wrap the phone around their damn neck.
Make you're like crazy. This is why we're getting ready to end this goddamn show. What kind of mess?
Yep, I'm pranking the hell out of somebody. I can't wait to go to Florida and reach out the neck.
Well, good people, we will talk next week, right? We're here. We'll be here.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we thank everyone for hanging out with us on the call, from the mayor to DJ Instrumental, Ron, and anybody else who hung out and listened to us go on about these strange situations. We thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you next week.
Alrighty.
Peace and love, y'all.
Peace and love. And happiness and
love and peace.
Good night, good people.